Hello, I would like to show you how to create a Unity plugin in order to use Windows 10 functionalities from within a Unity game. My name is Christina Rothe, and I'm a game development evangelist at Microsoft in Germany. So I've created a Unity project which is empty. First thing I want to do is I want to create a folder called plugins and a subfolder called WSA, which is short for Windows Store Application. So let's create those. And that's it. We don't need anything else for the time being. Instead, we're going to switch to Visual Studio and open a new project. This project is going to be of the type Windows Universal within Visual C Sharp. And we have to select .NET Framework 4.6, for example, and choose Class Library. Let's give it a proper name like VSI Unity or WSA Unity, sorry. Let's create this project and also create a second project by right-clicking on the solution, clicking on Add a New Project. Switch to Classic Desktop and also select Class Library here, but change the .NET Framework to 3.5. And let's give this a good name too, like WSA Stub. This is going to be the stub library of that Unity needs to use. Whereas the entire functionality will go into the WSA Unity project. So let's go ahead and delete both instances of class 1 CS. And within the Unity project or WSA Unity, create a new file by add new element class called plugin CS. Later on, it would be cool if you had more descriptive names. But for this purpose, these names should be sufficient. And within the stub project, we also add an existing element. Go one folder up and then switch to the WSA Unity folder and select plugin. But instead of adding it, we're going to add it as a link. Sorry for the German Visual Studio, by the way, but I hope you get the drift. Anyway. So, if you added that, then you will see in Visual Studio that there is an error about the system threading thing and tasks. And that's got something to do with tasks being available within .NET 4.6, but not 3.5. So, we need to make sure that this part only gets executed or called when you are on the right platform. So, we need a compiler directive. So let's start with pound if netfx underscore core. And underneath the user system threading task, we're going to add endif. Done. So that's all we need here. And now we need to change some properties. First of all, we're going to change the build properties or the build architecture from x86 to any CPU. This saves us a lot of headache later on. Secondly, we're going to start with the WSA Unity project, right-click on it and go to Properties. You see the assembly name? Make a note of this one, we'll need it later. But first, we just go to Build, scroll down, and look for our Unity project folder. In order to get that, I'm going to switch back to Unity and just go to Show in Explorer. Then I just copy the path. I'm lazy like that. So go to Browse, open the folder Assets, and navigate to Plugin and WSA. The subfolder WSA will contain the real DLL file, while the subfolder Plugins will contain the DLL for WSA Stub. So let's open the properties for WSA Stub. First of all, I would like you to change the assembly name, as well as the standard namespace. This should be exactly the same as in the other project, so WSA Unity and WSA Unity for the standard namespace. I should have picked an easier namespace name. And here as well, just go to the Unity project folder and select the subfolder plugins. Done. Let's create it. So let's click on build and rebuild the project or the solution. And now let's switch to Unity and look at the DLLs that we created. First of all, in the folder plugins, click on WSA Unity and uncheck any platform and check every other platform except for WSA Player. And now you go to, after clicking apply, now you go to WSA and select the WSA Unity plugin in there. You see that the WSA Player one is checked already. The only thing that we still need to do is we need to add the placeholder to Assets Plugins WSA Unity. Click Apply and let's create a new folder called Scripts and create a new script. Test Script. Let's open that in Unity, not in Unity, but in Visual Studio. And try to access the library that we just created. So let's start typing using WSA. Nothing happens. So either IntelliSense is playing up on me or I just forgot something. And the latter is actually the case. So let's switch back to the plugin project and go to plugin.cs. Here we're going to make the class public. While we're at it, why not actually add some functionality? So let's start with adding a string status message and a public function, a public method with a return type string called getStatus. And this obviously needs to return something, so let's return status message. But before that, we're going to give it a new value. For example, status message equals plugin implemented successfully. Let's rebuild again. Check back with Unity, see the scripts are compiling, and let's open our script again. All right, now that we fixed that, let's try again. Let's add using WSA Unity. There you go, there it is. And let's instantiate an object of the type plugin. So private plugin p equals new plugin. I know also object and variable names should be better. But hey, debug log p dot get status semicolon. Let's attach that particular script to any game object of your choice. Again, this is just for demo purposes. And let's start the game. If you look at the debug console, then you see plugin implemented successfully, which we got straight from the plugin. One more thing, I would like to show you what happens when you actually call up some of the Windows 10 specific functionalities. So let's go back to the WSA Unity project, and I mean the WSA Unity subproject, and right-click on References and Add Reference. Look at the extensions and check any SDK you like. I'm going to go with Windows IoT extensions for the Universal Windows platform and hit OK. Within the compiler directive, I'm going to add two namespaces using Windows.devices and using Windows.devices GPIO. Actually, we just need the latter one because I'm not going to implement any functionality. I just want to access something within the compiler directive, of course. NetFX core. And now I'm just going to create a new GPIO controller pin, not controller, but GPIO pin. Pin. There you go. And if. That's it. I don't need anything else. I just need to rebuild the project, start Unity again. And now I want to build the project, but actually I don't need to do that because Unity was so kind to complain already. So the thing is that because of the additional directives and everything, something just went wrong and doesn't work anymore. So what I need to do is I need to go to the WSA folder and click on Don't Process for the plugin, hit Apply, and now let's start. Oops. And now let's try to build the project for Windows 10. Or first, let's uncheck that box. Let's process that thing. If you click on Build Settings and switch to Windows Store Universal 10, let's create a new folder, Win10. Then you will get a weird error message just before the end of compiling, which is the most annoying point in time when you can get a compiler error, because that's like, yeah, 99%, and that's horrible. And to fix that, I personally found that Don't Process actually helps. So let's click that WSA Unity plugin. Let's check that box. This will prevent this particular reference or this assembly to be patched, which according to the Unity manual, let's rebuild, is helpful for Windows runtime APIs, as long as you don't try to serialize the functionalities within Unity. So as long as you are using it as intended, you're fine with this tiny little fix. And I guess it's good to know before you're looking like crazy or searching like crazy for that particular error message. So you can see new Unity project should be built. There you go. You can see the subfolder Windows 10, even though Unity doesn't want to vanish right now. So everything is created, everything is fine. Excellent. We can go into the subfolder, everything is there, and it should be functional. This is how you create a little plugin with functionality that's specific to the Universal Windows platform if you want to use it in Unity and it doesn't exist already. I hope it has helped. If you have any more suggestions, especially for the build errors, or any more tips and tricks, then please feel free to mention it in the comments. I'm happy for all advice and tips and tricks and troubleshooting guides. One last thing, if you feel like IntelliSense is playing up after you built for Windows 10, then go to the Unity project folder and delete the two files, project.json and project.lock.json, because those will mess up with Visual Studio a little bit for now. It's a bug, it's known, and I hope it will be fixed soon. All right, so much for that. Happy coding. Bye-bye.